Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here. 888-808-1019 on this Football Friday with actual meaningful games for different reasons, sure, but meaningful games for both our New York football teams here coming up on Sunday. Giants in Germany taking on the Panthers, 9:30. Jets, 4:25 out west take on the Cardinals. Some baseball news, BT, that came yesterday as we start to get closer to maybe a resolution. We're crawling there, but we're getting maybe closer to a resolution for the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Yeah, the crawl is going to be fun. It's going to be equal parts fun and torture. It's going to be all over the map. You know, so with Juan Soto and Steve Cohen getting ready to meet, and Cohen's going to fly out there, to me, there's really only one way for Cohen to handle this, and that is to come with a check, and literally, I mean, maybe not literally, you know what I'm saying, but drop it on the table, 14 years, 750. You know nobody's beating that.
14,750?
It's 14,720. Whatever the numbers that you think will blow everybody away, including the Yankees, drop it on the table immediately.
All right, before
make your first flex.
Okay, I love this conversation. I want to know your first, and I know you were out busy yesterday doing your Verizon thing, but your first reaction when you found out the news that Cohen was meeting with Soto.
I didn't flinch one bit. I mean, that's business as usual.
But the fact that he's doing it, it seems like this is going to be the first one, no?
Well, you mean first one that Soto's having with anybody or the first one with Cohen?
No, yeah, well, I mean, anybody.
This guy, you should see his crazy eyes. Those crazy eyes he's already given me.
Seriously, I don't know if that was, because I could give you my perspective from a Met fan when I heard it, but I'm curious if it was like,
make me flinch. I'm going to answer this from a Yankee perspective. That's why I know you're fishing for that. Doesn't rattle me at all. Because I understand that Steve Cohen's going to be an incredible threat here.
Right.
So this is not newsworthy. What would be newsworthy is if he shifts the tone on him. I mean, the first hammer of free agency, the first headline, Heyman, whomever, and, you know, whatever baseball pundit that breaks the story, Cohen drops massive 14 years, 750, whatever, on the table. Now it's Soto's turn to think. He's not getting more than that.
So my initial reaction from a fan's perspective was one of excitement. But then it quickly went to, okay, well, let's not get carried away here. He's going to meet with everybody. You know that.
Yeah.
And then I started to play this out. Like, to your point, okay, is it better to be first? First and then, I'm assuming you're going first. You're going to say, hey, meet with us. We're going to set some parameters here. And then you come back to us when you make your decision. Or would you rather wait? Because a part of me thinks that this is how Boris is going to get the price up. To your point, where you're saying, well, just come in there, drop the 14 years, 750. You can't do that because now you're setting, like, the way you do that is saying, this is our first meeting and our last meeting. I'm not letting you leave to go see other teams. And that's not what's going to happen because he wants to go somewhere else.
Sure.
So unless you drop those parameters, I can't come out of the gate firing that type of offer because then he's going to go to every other team afterward and say, well, here's what Steve Cohen said. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have?
Okay, let's play the game.
Yeah.
He very well should do that because right. that's business, right?
Right?
You think the Yankees match 14 years, 750?
No, I don't.
Boom, that's one team off the list.
Right, and probably most won't. But I still don't know if that's the best way to operate. Now, I would like to have a meeting and not have him leave. The first meeting, though, was maybe just getting a feel, seeing what you're talking about as a baseline, where we'd be willing to go, how many years, how much per year.
Hey, what about the first meeting being like that first impression?
Yeah.
If Juan Soto gets, I mean, that's blowing any offer. I'm not even sure that he gets seven. So if the Mets come at $50 million more, I think it might be more sixes, right. more high sixes. I think the first impression could be so powerful. Now, I do agree with this aspect. Generally, and I've said this from the Yankee perspective, even back in the day with Cano and whenever somebody's free, thank you, Dove, I would, for Soto, for the Yankees for a moment, then I'll get back to the Mets.
Yeah.
I think it's smart, like, hey, you've earned this, we love you, you know that, go see what's out there before you sign. Come back to us. Okay, that's...
Everybody's going to want last licks here.
Well, yeah, but I think only one team, maybe the Mets as a second team, I think only two teams will get last licks. The Yankees, I believe, will... Yeah, and I think maybe the Mets, but...
I've heard, though, just to interrupt real quick,
sure.
I'm sorry, BT,
that's
but before
okay.
I forget, I've heard from people who have actually negotiated with Boris before on how he works.
Yeah.
And what he'll do is, hey, let's just say hypothetically, I'm not going to give specific examples of what I heard, but you're the Yankees, whatever. Hey, Yankees, we're at, you know, the Mets are at 13 years, $700 million. What do you got? Yankees will go, okay, well, we're going to come up to whatever. We'll go to 14 years, $750. He goes to the Mets and say, hey, Yankees are here. What do you got? You're going to lose them if you don't get more than that.
Yeah.
And then it's up to the team to say,
we're in or we're out.
Or we're out. Now,
but that's not a Boris thing. That's negotiating 101.
No,
you always take the other offer and throw it back to the other.
Yeah. But Boris is going to do that to the point where he's going to make you think that you lose it. Like, let's just say at that point, let's say hypothetically, Yankees say, okay, we'll come up to 13 for 725.
Is this under the assumption that the Mets have already dropped that offer that I said?
No.
Okay, so that's okay. So something new. Go ahead, gotcha.
Yeah, and then he goes back to the Mets, and the Mets are offering, and they're going back and forth. But he goes to the Mets and says, "Hey, this is our offer right now. Yankees are at 13,725. If you don't come up to 750 or 15 years, 800, I'm just throwing out ridiculous numbers. You lose him. And then it's on the Mets right then to say, "Okay, well, we're gonna lose him. And then instead of actually losing him, Boris will come back and say, "Okay, your offer before was he may not be honest about these things.
I don't know.
Part of negotiating. I know, but." But I guess the point is specific to him and how he negotiates. It's not just going to be on the level of, well, the Yankees are here, or the Mets are here. This is where you need to come up. But we may not. Those teams have to decide whether they're telling the truth and be willing to walk away.
Listen, they're going to have to decipher a lot of nonsense and a lot of posturing. But
I heard that was the case with the Beltran negotiation years ago.
Okay, all right. So you did drop the name. All right, there you go.
Well, I might as well. What the hell?
Yeah, I was going to say
that the Mets were. They thought they lost them.
Okay. To who? Do we remember to what team
was
or no?
Beltran? And now I'm getting at all these things. I'm pretty sure it was Beltran. The Mets thought they lost the Mets thought they lost the player.
Okay.
But then Boris came back to them and said, okay, you got him. Even after like a few minutes of letting them think they lost the player because they wouldn't go anymore.
Now, did he do that because of the numbers, which I'm sure mattered, or because Beltran said, I want to be in New York?
No, I think it was the numbers. And again, I'm pretty sure
if it was Beltran or whomever it was.
I forget. I've had so many of these conversations. But, yeah. But I just remember thinking, wow, like, I know how negotiating works, but this was more than that. Like, you're telling a team you've lost him, but you basically you're doing that based off of a made-up premise that you just wanted to get them up to another year.
Oh, yeah.
And so Cohen's not stupid. He's going to know that Boris is going to want to play the field and try to get that as much as he can. Other teams are going to tap out because they don't, like, they have their max.
Yep.
Whatever the Orioles or Phillies or Blue Jays.
The Rays were on the list. Can you imagine? The Rays don't even have a roof.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Hey, we have signed Juan's. And I'm not trying to make light of a natural disaster by
any means. I know.
You know, we introduced Juan Soto and a new tarp for the roof.
Yeah.
They're going to have a press conference for the tarp.
Like there's any chance he would go there. I mean, no chance. So point is, the Yankees are good at this because they don't get caught up in the game. Like Yamamoto last year.
Mm-hmm.
They made their line.
And they gained the highest AAV, and they were prepared to walk away.
Yeah, we're at the highest AAV, but we're not going more than $300 million total and walk away. And they did walk away. Now, whether they would have gotten him or not, who the hell knows.
Okay.
But so I think the Yankees are going to do that again with Soto. They're going to draw their line and say this
is it. Like they did with Gerrit Cole. Now less,
which I respect about them.
Me too. It's about time.
I think the Mets. With that. The Mets have to have a little more wiggle room.
Oh, they have
to. But I would still have a line. I don't think you could just walk in there and, to your point,
just drop the massive check on the table,
especially right out of the gate.
Okay, now, and I get why you'd resist that. Couple things here. So the Cohen Boris dynamic versus now the Cashman Steinbrenner. That I think that the Yankees will handle that very well. They've been big game hunting forever. They know how to handle themselves at the big boys table. And I understand that Boris is going to be trying to have all of these people just jump through mental hoops and twist them out of shape with fear and, you know, threats, you know, but threats in the sense of negotiating contracts. You know who's not going to flinch? Cohen. So no matter what game Boris tries to play, whether it's get the money up to a spot that most will feel uncomfortable with, Cohen won't sweat because he got more money than anybody. And just the basis and the basics of an economic discussion and a contractual pursuit, you think Steve Cohen's getting played by Scott Boris? Hey, Scott Boris, I got news for you.
Well, he almost did with the Correa stuff.
Well, but he didn't. I know he almost did.
He got locked out of it.
He did get a little lucky.
Oh, maybe not locked. They checked the injury stuff, and they, too.
It's true. That's not locked. Right. They made a decision based on the medicals, right, and they were all gung-ho, and he wanted to do something big, and then he said, no, I can't do it, and he walked away, which was the right move, and we all respect that. So I don't think Cohen's going to get played by Boris, number one. The other reason, and this is back to my initial premise about the big check out of the chute, not only do you deliver the big check, you deliver the message. Juan, no one's coming with this money, all right? Whatever you deem like almost like a place of non-comfort for every other team, you do it right away and you say, we want this now because once we lock you in, we're going to get Burns.
Yeah,
and we're going to get this guy and we're going to get that guy. And the longer this goes on and you don't sign, other guys will start signing and we want to put together a mega team.
Yeah, I think I would have, if I'm like here's the realistic thing is, you know, going into this meeting that he's going to want to go other places, whether he really wants to be there or not. You're a free agent. He's waited his whole career for this. Obviously, they turned down mega deals before. So he's waited to be wined and dined by all these other teams. You're going to take it all in, which is why it could be tricky when you do the first meeting as opposed to the last. Now, look, you get to have the first impression, whatever, all that stuff. And I don't even know if this is actually technically the first one. We just know it's taking place next week. He's already been with the Yankees, so he's familiar there. I would like to have hey, we want you. I know you're going to play the game a little bit here, but we're willing to do a lot to make sure you're here. Here's my, maybe you don't do it the first meeting, but ultimately, this is the line. This is the max deal. I'm not playing any games.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to buy a car and they always jerk
around
or whatever. But like, hey, here's my budget. This is it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not messing around. This is the max I can go. Otherwise, I'm walking out. Like, that's it. So I would kind of have that same mentality. Like, this is it. And if you get more elsewhere, tip your cap.
So you, when you say this is it, you would divulge the number right away.
No, I don't know about the first meeting, but that's me, the
negotiator. When you get to the point of a little deeper into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Me, the fan, is give him whatever he wants, Stevie. go up. Like, there's two different sides of it.
Yeah, I got you.
We could be irrational as fans, mm-hmm, but the negotiator not getting played and saying, like, hey, I know realistically we have a value on you. We'll go over that value by so much and this and that. Because you really don't know. I guess the point of it is, BT, from my point, you really don't know what the other offers are going to be because you can't trust Boris.
But you know it's not going to be $750. You know that. So let me ask you this, Al. Do you think, at least specific to the Yankees and maybe the Dodgers, not the other teams, do you think there's going to be a Mets tax for Juan Soto?
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so why not?
You're saying to get him away from the Yankees?
Yeah.
They're going to have to, you would think, pay more.
Exactly. I think that's.
You would think, yes.
I would almost say I would know, but I don't, so I won't say that, but strongly, strongly think.
Well, because
so,
how would you justify that all things equal?
You're going to go to the Mets.
Well, unless he wants, unless the Mets provide him an opportunity that he doesn't have with the Yankees to be, like, Juan Soto's got a chance to be the greatest player to ever put on a Mets uniform.
Sure.
He cannot be that with the Yankees.
Yeah, now, I don't know if that appeals
me
to
either,
him.
Me neither, but I'm just saying,
maybe it
that's
is.
That's the appeal.
I gotcha.
To rise a franchise that has had very few stars, rise them up and be a super. Again, I don't know, but outside of that, how could you possibly justify choosing the Mets over the Yankees?
I don't think that you can, and I do think that there's going to be a Mets tax, maybe more with him and less than other, or less with others, but if there's going to be a Mets tax, why not get it out of the chute preemptively? Like, you already know that you're going to have to pay more than the Yankees. So just that's why I keep saying this is an unconventional approach. It's really an approach of 1-2-1. I don't know that I would do this with anybody else. Like, he's so different, so young, so unique. He's the superstar. He's box office. He's a middle of the order lefty.
Cancel.
And just bang. You can't leave this room.
Yeah, okay, I'm fine with that, but I guess my heart, like, let's just say you're a free agent and you know you're excited to go check out other offers.
Mm-hmm.
If the first person you meet with gives you an offer that you know is a ridiculous offer, are you taking that right away without even going to the other places? Or you're like, I appreciate this, but I at least have to go see.
Okay, it's a great question. Because now my answer, I've already got the answer. If I'm going to present it this way, it's under the, and it's not like a strong arm, because you're not going to strong arm Juan Soto. You're going to basically do whatever it takes to get him.
Right.
But I think generally, like, people hear this, they hear me saying a take it or leave it offer. It's not quite that literal. It's more for the impression, right? Of course he's going to go on the other, he should. He's 25,
right,
but, 26.
Right.
Now, here's where advantage Mets. It's going to seem like a final offer, but Boris, who wants to make every penny, if there's an offer that exceeds that, he could still come back to Cohen, and Cohen could say, all right, give you 800 mil. You could play, like, if Cohen can't play the long game here with this guy, then all the hype around Cohen's wealth and affluence has been greatly overstated.
Right,
and I don't think that it is.
Understood, but then your point about, well, nobody's going to beat 750, they might not, but what if they do?
But Boris is going to tell you eventually.
I know, but
because he's going to want to make more money. He's not going to hold it again. Oh, you guys,
but,
you're stiff arming my guy.
No.
All right, so Orioles, 755. Oh, Steve, we'll give you 800.
Right, but
he could play this game forever.
Right, but the mistake you're making is that he would have set himself up for more, because once he sets the table at 750 in your hypothetical.
I'm just throwing out something.
Right.
Once
he sets that,
yep.
Now Boris is right, going off of that, like, where our base is 750. So the Yankees can then go, okay, well, we'll go 770 or 780, or the
but
Blue
they
Jays
won't.
Phillies.
Well, they won't.
Yeah, but in your scenario, they won't. But you're also saying, like, he's going to go around and see, and Boris is going to use that. And what if somebody does? Well, then Cohen has to go to 800. Yeah, so he just screwed himself out of $50 million.
What does $50 million mean to him over the course of 14 years?
I know, but I don't think you can fire, unless he's not leaving the room with a signing on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could fire out your best offer.
Okay.
It might not be his best, but that astronomical offer that you know is going to blow everybody else out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not firing that unless I know that he's not leaving this room.
I've got no problem firing it, only because I know I've got much more ammo in the holster. Because of the situation with Cohen being Cohen.
But now, why not just go 700 then?
Well, here's the thing. How about this? Instead of I'll still do the hard number, but how about maybe a middle-of-the-road approach between what you and I are saying is something like this. Hey, we want you. We need you. What is it going to take? How much do you want to not leave this room and sign with the Mets right now?
I'm fine with that.
Let him name his number.
Right. I'm fine with that. What's it going to take to get you to not leave this room? And maybe he says, well, nothing. We want to go and check. Okay, then fine. But just know
that. If he says that,
but then you say, okay, that's fine. We respect that. But just know that we're willing to do whatever it takes to get you to not leave this room. And even if you do, when you come back, we're still going to be willing
Door's
to do
still open
it.
To the room.
Yeah, without putting a number on it and potentially screwing yourself. I'm fine with that.
I'd still go for the big splash. I would just with him and just in this situation.
Remember, Cohen's been down this road before. Uh-huh. He's learned from this stuff. The Yamamoto thing, flying out there to see him and having dinner at his house and the multiple things.
Yeah.
He went every step of the way, and Yamamoto never had the intention, although I do appreciate what he did in the World Series, he never had the intention of signing with the Mets.
Maybe Soto does another. Maybe he's already told his boy Judge, I'll be back, big man, I'll be back.
That's why I wouldn't let that happen again.
Yeah, I got you.
BT and Sal on the Fan. You want to do this Boone news here real quick? I guess we got
Boone
a press
news.
Release. Hey, Yankees exercised the 2025 club option for manager Aaron Boone. So, I mean, we just got an official press release here.
So he's going to manage the lame duck?
He's officially back.
I know.
What does that mean?
It means that
they exercised their club option
to have him manage in 2025, which means there's nothing beyond 2025.
That's
so
not
the
right.
Well, that's going to be a problem. That could be a problem.
That's not right. They should have extended him.
Now they might, but
no, I would think.
I guess they haven't. They would have probably put that jointly in the statement there. So now he's going to manage as a lame duck. I got to be honest with you. It's an unconventional news. I kind of respect it.
Yeah,
it's kind of a middle of the road where he definitely he didn't deserve not to be brought back, but the way he managed in the World Series and all the things we've hit, he doesn't deserve an extension.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think the Yankees should have either again, they halfway things. We saw how that worked out. All right, we'll do more on that when we come back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Let's get some calls in here, BT. 888-808-1019. We have a lot to juggle today. Obviously, Giants Sunday morning. Huge game for their franchise and potentially the status of Dable and Shane. Jets, big game for their season as far as trying to keep playoff hopes alive. We talked about Juan Soto. It's going to be a big offseason for Soto and obviously the Mets and Yankees involved there. And also the news of Aaron Boone being brought back as the Yankees pick up his option just for a year. So we could dive more into that.
Mets, a busy day.
Yeah, very busy. I love it. Very busy Friday here on the fan. Patrick's calling from Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Patty.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. So, big Giants fan, and I'm also obviously kind of sour on them, but if they do not beat Carolina this Sunday, I tell every Giant fan to just sell their tickets. I mean, because it's just they got to win that game. I mean,
Who's going to buy them? I mean, if they lose this game, I don't even know if they win this game that the tickets are going to be valuable. I mean, I love going to MetLife, of course, but come on, they've been awful at home. They have to win this game, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, they got to win this game. I mean, but that being said, I mean, it's still just a, you know, reprise. I mean, it's not really going to do anything. I mean, I still think they're going to have a bad season, but at least it'll say we have competent coaching that we should be able to beat a bad team. So
it's a
I don't know what that really means, but
here's what it means. You avoid embarrassment, and thank you for the call, Patrick. And the more I think about it after Patrick says that, BT, the way that he does, it kind of sucks to have a game where really not much good can come of it. Like, the Giants have to win this game to avoid complete embarrassment and disaster. Mm-hmm. And if they win, it's like, okay, great. Yeah, it was fun. You beat up on the Panthers, but we still suck. Like,
yeah.
There's no really reward at the end of this potential victory other than you just avoided disaster.
Dude, I think that's a really important point. I mean, the indignity of losing to this team would trump anything good from this game could possibly represent. Like, if the Giants win 30-10, all right, nobody's getting on the air saying
they're back,
they're fixed, right, and they're amazing. But if they lose, it's the end of the world.
And kind of opposite with the Jets in that if the Jets lose, like, you'd be like, all right, well, that's it.
Meaning if they lose, I think the conversation really shifts to, what's the offseason plan? Can they still find a way to get to the playoffs?
Well, right, that's my point about this game in particular, where we already know the future of the Jets. I mean, we could decide what we would like to be the case, but it's more about this season. And even if they lose this game, like, the damage has already been done. This would just be the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Whereas, so, like, I don't know how much will this loss damage this season for the Jets. It would just be the final nail in the coffin of a bad year.
Yes, it would be the final nail, but I think that the final nail, based on the expectations, is a very potent topic. And the other thing, too, you know, I would slightly disagree. Like, say if they, and not really belabor this, but like, what if they squeeze their way in at 9-8? Are you definitely bringing back Ulbrich?
I would not myself.
I mean, I probably wouldn't, but it's hard to.
But the way that they're structured, probably, like, if they make the play, you might as well run it back for another year. Why not? But for me, if the Jets win this game, now it's extreme excitement.
Yes.
Season back on.
Legitimately.
Colts, here we go.
Bye,
and if
Seattle.
They lose, in my mind at least, it's like, yeah, all right. They were basically done anyway. This is just the final nail. Joe is in Clark. What's up, Joe?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing today?
Joe, how are you?
What's up, man?
Good. I agree with everything you're saying. BT, I agree with you. I'm Steve Cohen. I'm going out there. I want to basically say to them, look, I don't want to leave here without a deal. Because I want to add players around you. I'm going for it next year. And I want to make you the man. You're going to be the man here. You don't have to share the stage with Judge. It's your team. Mm-hmm. I ask him, I basically give him a blank check. I pass it over to him. Here's a blank check. Here's a piece of paper. Write down the deal. What do you want? And if he says something crazy, say let's say he says, I don't know. He goes, I want to go look around. If it gets to that, I basically say, okay, here, this is where I'm at. You want to make a deal? $800 million for 13 years. That's over $60 million a year. You want it? You can have it right now. If not, you want to shop that number? I'm in sales, guys. I sell luxury cars.
Why would you want him to shop that number?
Because no one's beating that number, bro. The Yankees aren't going to give him $850 million.
But you're overbidding yourself. You're outbidding yourself. Like, you may not have to go that high. What if the number?
I want him to know. I want him more than anything in the world. I don't want to leave here without you.
You are my
number one priority. I am building my team around you.
That's right. That's the point, Joe. That is the point. Yeah, I get it. You know, you're so what Sal's saying, you know, why unnecessarily tack on 100 mil or 75 mil before you know what the hell anybody else is thinking? Understood. Well, because I'm weighing the benefits as I calculate. Now, it could be wrong, but for me, the benefits of letting him know immediately and to the degree of no other player in baseball history, we want you, we need you, and we will do whatever it takes. This is the number. No one's coming close. This is how much we view you as the linchpin to the future.
Right, but the way to do it is to say, Juan, we don't want you to leave this room without a deal. What do you want?
Okay, and what if he says... What if it says 900 mil?
Well, then I say, okay.
Well, you see, you don't really mean what you're saying.
No. I would say shop that around and get back to us. You got to be realistic. If he says, well, you could ask him, what would it take to get you to forego all those other meetings, to forego going back to the Yankees? Right now, you sign a deal. What would it take? Now, I personally don't think that there is an amount that's going to get him to forego all those other meetings.
Especially with the Yankees. I agree with that.
Which is why I would not be willing to just... do that there. You can show that you want him more than anything else. You can shower him with love and all that stuff. I'm not going to put a number on it, especially this is just based on our educated guess. Nobody really knows what the exact number is going to be. It started at 5, and now all of a sudden you're starting to hear 7s there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the market is, and by the way, the Yamamoto thing got out of control too. That was only supposed to be like at first 200 was a lot. Then it went to 3 and 325.
That's true, it did.
Now,
it did.
I think this is different in this particular case. I can't imagine it being much more than 7, maybe 750. And even that to me is stretching it.
Yeah.
But I would not be setting the market on the first meeting, especially when you know he's going to go somewhere else.
Speaking of market, so this was in, I think, was it Sherman or Heyman? Somebody had this in the Post today where they poll a bunch of, you know, GMs and agents, and they come up with the data that they came up with. So the Soto numbers in the article, the consensus is 630 for 14 years. I think it's over 630, but I do not think it's north of 14 years. You agree? I got three others for you, too.
Okay,
I think it's going to be over their projection of 630.
Let me just process this, and the math of it is what now?
14 years for 630.
Okay, so 630 divided by 14 is 45 a year, that's it? Okay,
but I don't think he's getting 15 years. I do think he's going to get more than 630.
That was 14,
you agree with that?
You said.
14 for 630.
I think it's going to be similar years, not more, but more AAV.
Sorry, we're still on the same page with that. Corbin Burns, I'm not saying you want him. I'm not saying the Yankees really want him. 7 years for 210. Do you think the 7 years is too much?
It's only $30 million a year. I think that's fair.
For 7 years?
To be honest with you, I would not. Yeah, because what did Cole get?
Yeah, but Gerrit Cole was
younger, but
better.
Corbin Burns, the best pitcher on the market. I think that number would show, rightfully so, the pitching prices have come down a little bit. And if you're I would not want Burns, but I don't think that that's ridiculous per year, even for 7 years.
Well, this guy I know you want.
How old is Burns?
30. Okay. 30? I think he's 30. Double check on that, Patty. I think he's 30. Your boy Adames, projection. Give me what you think years and what you think total. Is the boy that is the guy that Sal wants. It's his boy. He's been telling me for months that's his guy.
I'm going to say he gets...
By the way, Corbin Burns is 30. Thank you, Pat.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to say 7 years.
Ooh, you nailed the 7 years.
250?
No, way below that. 180.
Oh, my God. He's getting more than that.
I don't know.
Dude, think about it. Now, I might have been high. I had my math. So 7 years times 35 is what I had, I think, right? So let's just say it's less than that. That was 245 they got me. Let's say 7 times 30. Yeah, 210. He's getting 200 at least.
I don't know if he's getting
for
two.
For 7 years?
He's getting two.
You don't think he's getting two? Well, I would do that in a second.
It depends. He's playing third or short. I think that matters a little bit.
Either way, he's getting more than that because I think that that number, both the Mets and Yankees would be morons to not bring him in for that number, which makes me think he's getting more than that, and the Giants are going to blow him out of the water. I think he's going to be a Giant. They need a shortstop. He's a good player.
He's good.
The Giants, I think he's getting over 200.
We'll have a friendly bet. I'm going to say under two.
Wow.
And finally, how about Bregman? Length and totality of the deal.
He's how old? 31?
31, I think.
I'm going to say...
Actually, he might be 30 as
well. I'm going to say 5 years.
This one has 7.
Oh.
So I would not do Bregman 7 years. No way.
Thank you, Patty. He is
30. Patty's on it. Look at this guy.
Yeah, Patty.
Yeah. This guy.
Hey, I said if the Giants don't win, don't come back.
To Huff?
To everybody.
I'm just kidding. I know. So 7 years for Bregman. How much money?
Seven. What was it? What was the Adames number?
Adames was 180 for 7.
180 divided by 7, 25. All right. So it's going to be in that ballpark.
Yeah.
And you said close. 7. Jeez. Yeah. So same thing. 200.
7 for 170. That's what it's got. I wouldn't give Bregman more than 170.
Me neither, but that's not a. What's Pete going to get? Do they have him on there?
They did, actually. Yeah. Now, hold on. It's right here. I stopped at Pete, and I looked at it this morning. I think it was 5 years. Hold on. Yeah. I why did I not write that
think
down?
About it, BT. Jeez, we were talking idiot. About Pete going 220, 250.
I know. That's my bad. Hold on. Oh, my God. Give me a sec. I got to get this now.
What's the spot track you have there,
Spot boil? Track is 6 years, $175.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just see if this is, because that's a different one there. All right. Here it is. And it was Heyman. I want to make sure So Heyman, top 40 free agents. Bregman was 4 in their estimation. Max Fried was 5. Boy, Blake Snell was 6. Pete, 7. All right, so Pete, what do you got for Pete? Give me the years for Pete Alonso.
5 years.
6 years they have.
Okay.
And give me the number.
That they have him
total.
Signing for?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have at least 180.
152.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. If it's 6 years...
I was guessing them, not what I would do, just to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. If it's 6 years, 152, I mean, from the Mets' perspective, I know you don't want that sixth year, but 152 is pretty cheap.
No, I don't think... I forget about the years. The years don't mean anything to me. It's the total value.
So you're okay with that? You'd want him back for that? Probably.
I mean, I would take him... Now, here's why I wouldn't. I'd take Adames' deal... You said it was 180?
He's a better baseball player.
Oh, my
Faster.
God.
Yeah, he does more things well.
All due respect to Pete.
100%.
Like, my path for the Mets lineup is Soto and Adames or Alonso.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Soto and Adames, if not Soto and Alonso, and I'd be happy with that.
You would be.
There was something else that I wanted to get to. Oh, what was Snell real quick? Do you have his?
I have it.
I'm just curious of the pitching market.
Blake Snell was number 6, 5 years.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is he getting 30 a year?
He's getting, no, he's not quite getting that. 160 total, so a little less than 30.
Yeah, so 20 change. I think the market's kind of correcting itself.
Well, is it though? Because last year, what, he signed a one and opt out? I mean, so if it's correcting itself, if anything, it's kind of going the other way. Because last year, all he got was the one plus one.
Yeah, but that's, even with their high project, he may not get that. But I still don't think that that's like, he was looking for a $200, $300 million contract
or
whatever.
Yeah, he's not sniffing that.
All right, BT is
out. And he's good, but he ain't that.
BT itself back on the fans. Get some calls in here, BT. 888-808-1019, the number to call on this Football Friday. Giants, Jets, Mets, Yanks, Soto, Boone. There's a lot going on. Freddie is in Newton. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, Hey, how you doing, Sal and BT?
Good.
What's up, Freddie?
Hey, I think we should break the bank with Soto. 7 years, it's under $50 million.
They might.
But, you know, I want Pete Alonso, too. I'm greedy. I want both of them.
Wait, 7 years? Would you say?
$750 million.
$750 million.
Why would you only do
seven years for $750 million? What?
Sorry, 12 years, $750 million.
No, okay, yeah. I was going to say $108 million a year is not what you're trying. Yeah, I don't think it's unrealistic.
And I want to see Alonso back too.
I don't think it's unrealistic, Freddie. And thank you for the call.
I think Pete's gone.
Well, I don't think it's unrealistic to want the Mets to have or expect the Mets to have Soto and Alonso. I do think Alonso's going to get more than what they're willing to pay. But in that case, the Mets need to not only bring in Soto, they also need to replace Alonso.
Yeah.
So that's why I say Adames. Now, if you're telling me that Adames goes to San Francisco and the Mets don't want to pay whatever he gets from the Giants, then I do think the Mets need to extend a little bit more for Alonso. And those numbers that you just wrote off from Heyman, who's in the know, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Heyman would know. Now, it doesn't mean that they're all going to be accurate, but those are educated guesses by people in the game.
100%.
So it should be ballpark. Maybe, let's just say, all right, maybe they go a little, you know, 20 to 50 million higher. But, all right, still, you're roughly looking at that. That number for Alonso?
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, because what you can't calculate in these estimations is what will a team do when they become desperate when another target goes elsewhere.
Well, correct.
And then the 152 very well might become 190 if you just got to spend money because you haven't done anything yet and it's Christmas.
Which is why maybe the Giants overpay. And we're using the Giants because they have a lot of money. Blue Jays, whatever. You know, Cubs, Orioles, Astros, you want to throw in those teams. I think that there are going to be enough teams who are desperate for power that might overpay for Pete. So the Mets need to figure out, okay, well, if we're going to overpay, like, here's how I would look at it. If we're going to overpay for somebody, why not overpay for Willy Adames, who I think is a far better baseball player than Pete Alonso? You have him play third base.
Mm-hmm.
You get great production from him. The guy's a gamer. He grew up idolizing Jeter. He's just got those intangibles that you like. Good offensive numbers. Better offensive numbers than Pete, in fact.
He's a good ball player.
And you move Vientos to first.
Like, yeah. Well, I think that we've already seen what the Mets' number one plan is because their connection so early to Adames tells you that they're not bringing back Pete unless they have to. And even then, they might pivot.
I think that they're just letting Pete go. Remember, Pete turned down. You have the numbers up there again. I'm sorry to bother
you with
that.
Right.
But no, Pete turned down a deal that I think was more rich than
Olsen.
The one that you just said.
It was. Okay. Well, but not by much. Wasn't so Olsen was like 168, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And I always forget the numbers. I think it was 5170 that he turned down, or 617, something like that.
See here.
I always forget the exact one, but that's what he turned down, 7 for $158, Boyle?
Reportedly, yes.
Okay, right. So Alonso turned down 7 for $158.
$7 for $158. And this one is 6 for was it 152? I'm sorry. It's just here we go. 6 for $152.
Yeah. So that would actually be more.
It's better. More AAV.
Yeah. One less year, but more AAV. So I don't. I mean, is he even getting that? Alonso would be lucky, at least in my mind, to get the same. He's not getting that deal from the Mets. I would be shocked if the Mets gave him a better deal than the 7-year, $160 million.
Unless they whiff on Soto. Then it might get a little desperate.
Yeah, but that, to me, would be the wrong thing.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's the right move, but that might change what they would be willing to do.
Eddie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, bud.
I'm pretty good. So let me ask you a question. Do you guys think, looking at it from the point of view of Scott Boras, do you want Soto to sign as soon as possible? Because at the end of the day, Soto's going to put a price tag on others. Boras players, like let's say for example, Pete Alonso and Willy Adames. Because if you're the Mets, are you going to make your best offers on Adames if your mind is still focused on Soto?
Well, you know, you got to focus on Soto first. I mean, you're right. You can't make your best offer to Adames when you have no idea what's going on with Soto. And I think that's not just the Mets. That's everybody. Hey, Yankees are in that group. I would think anybody who wants Soto needs to figure out what Soto's going to do before they move on to another player.
So that's why I think Scott Boras is not going to be like playing this game, going back and forth. He's going to want to make this as soon as possible. Like, okay, catch him. What's your best offer? 660? Okay, let me get back to you. Steve, what's your best offer? 770. Okay, I'm going to go with you.
You know, I think...
He's not
Sorry, Eddie,
he's not going to play around.
Yeah, I think so too, Eddie, and thank you for the call. Where there's a lot of talk, BT, that this is going to drag out. I think that those people are, while they are well-informed and connected, they're not using common sense here. I don't think this is going to play out much longer. I think it's going to be in the winter meetings, you're going to know. Now, maybe it's not the exact week of the winter meetings, but that next week, like, I don't think this goes beyond Christmas. I think before you and I sign off for Christmas vacation, I think we're going to have a decision on Juan Soto. And that's, I am hoping that, but I also think, because all the other pieces fall in place, how can you do anything if you don't know where Soto's going
to
go?
That's why I tend to agree. By the way, I've got four other names real fast here that are loosely connected to or formerly with the Mets or could be with the Yankees. Yeah. Ready? Manaea, projection, 4 years, 72 mil.
God, I feel like that's a steal, but yes.
So do I. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't his qualifying offer 21?
Right, so
he's going to get less than that over. Think about that.
Yeah. Right, the years
significantly.
The years don't matter. It's the total money. Yep. What do the years matter?
Severino, 3 years, 48.
I would not go that way myself.
Okay.
Like, think about the different value there.
You're basically paying 16 a year, if I'm doing that quick? 8, 16, 24, 32. Yeah, it's 48. Yeah, there you go. Walker Buehler, somebody that you have some interest in.
Oh.
How many years and what's the total?
What I would do or what do I think they have here?
Give me what you would do that you think is good for the Mets.
I would go, I mean, I would probably go a little higher than most on this.
Okay.
Let me see here. Let me just do some quick math.
One plus one is two.
get that damn calculator working. Oh, I would probably go 4 years, $100 million.
Wildly off base. He ain't getting four. Not with the injuries. 2 years for 40. So you love that, obviously.
Well, I mean, it was close with the AAV. I would give him 25 a year. So, all right. So you tell me I could get him for 3 years, $75 million?
Two with an option, maybe. And then the last one, Christian Walker, who I like better than Pete. If like if the Yankees are going
he's
for first
he's
base,
only
go for
three
him.
Years, no?
He's getting three. Yeah. What's the total?
120?
Three for 120? 40 a year?
No. Okay, so he's going to be way less than that. So he's going to be 90. Okay.
Three for 60. 20 a year.
That's it?
That's what they have. That doesn't mean it's going to be a little bit
more.
Wait a second. He's not young.
20 a year?
Yeah, 3 years for 60.
So why would I pay Pete?
You wouldn't.
That makes no sense.
I think that Walker does more things well than Pete.
Well, I know Pete's younger, but still, why would I commit 6 years?
I wouldn't.
When I could, no, that's off. He's going to get more than that.
He's 34, 35. He's not a kid.
Understood. You don't think he's getting $30 million a year?
He could, but I don't think he's getting more than three.
Yeah. And we'll see.
Crazy, huh?
I love this conversation. Buehler will get way more than that. I'd have to think he's going to get way more than 2 years. All right, BT, we'll see. We should do our projections versus theirs and see who's closer.
Okay.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.